Hello, listeners. This week on 1920 Stuff, we will be discussing women's suffrage. I'd like to welcome, first, Alice Paul.
Hello, happy to be here.
Of course. This is a very important time for women in politics. So tell me, are you happily married?
No, why do you ask?
From what I know, a lot of men believe women do not belong in politics. Do you feel like this is what is holding you back from being involved with what is seen as a dominant male?
You know, this is a factor I consider. Just like women need to support women in this time of suffrage, men need to support women too. I believe my main purpose in life is to fight for women's rights, and that is what I devoted my life to.
That's great to hear. Tell me, in what ways have you devoted your life to the suffrage?
My parents raised me with the belief of gender equality and the need to work for a betterment of society. In 1914, I initially formed a semi-anonymous group called Congressional Union. It was very unfortunate that the U.S. soon became involved in World War I, but for our group, this did not mean sitting back and pushing aside our fight for the right to vote. We continued to strike outside of the White House, which was frowned upon by many, including the president. At the end, all this work caused nothing but mistreatment as we were put in prison and faulty accusations.
Were there any tough times where you thought this might be the end of the fight for women's suffrage?
Absolutely not. Us women are strong, especially those fighting with the group. Being put in prison did not put down our beliefs, but rather made them stronger. Some might say that the prison system even gave us a higher platform. No one wants a martyr on their hands. So we began to form a hunger strike. We were then forcibly fed and harmed. The mistreatment we went through was just a part of the process. Word got out to the public, and it was requested that we be released.
That seems horrid. It is incredible how strong women really are. You mentioned that prison may have been a higher platform for your cause. What do you mean by this?
Well, after the news got out to the public about our prison experience, many more people began to join the suffragists on their journey. Upon being released, we got so much support and began to feel a sense that change was coming. I find it utterly amazing we can change, what change can come and what change is coming.
Thanks, Alice. Now that we've heard from the liberal side of this political era, let's see what a conservative would say. I'd like to introduce Josephine Jewell Dodge. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming. I know this may be a little personal, but are you currently married?
Yes, I actually am. Together, we work towards the establishment of childcare programs. It is really something we connect over, and I'm glad we share the same views and drive to bring change to the world.
That's great to hear. It seems to me you hold values very closely to your heart. If you don't mind me asking, why isn't the woman's suffrage, being a woman yourself, something you advocate for?
I once said, instead, by my statement, the life of an average woman is not so ordered as to give her firsthand knowledge of those things which are the essentials of a sound government. Being a woman, I know that politics is not where women belong, at least in the voting perspective. I think the fact that many women are opposed to the suffrage should be a sign that giving women this privilege may not be a great thing.
So, Josephine, how have you shared your view with the world? It seems you feel very, very strongly about this. I would be surprised if you hadn't forcibly worked against suffragists.
Well, I helped found and lead the National Association Opposed to Women's Suffrage that lasted for 6 years. Even though the organization is not up and running, I and many other people still hold the views and beliefs the organization advocated for.
Being president of such organization that many people find petty and negative, you must have gotten some backlash from the community.
Yes, I did. I was the target of a verbal attack of the 1915 riot between suffrage and anti-suffrage activists in Washington, D.C.
No one should be harmed due to their views. Thank you, Josephine. From what I have heard today from a liberal and conservative during the era of politics, it seems to me both sides believe in their movement strongly. It is truly horrible that these sides went through dangerous situations just to fight for what they believed in. But when you have people who support or oppose a cause, a little danger means nothing compared to the changes they are trying to make. Thanks for chewing it, Ian.